Tonight, John Kerry, the senator from Massachusetts, has won two more Democratic nominating contests, caucuses, both of them in Michigan and Washington State. It is another bad night for former Vermont Governor Howard Dean, who at one time considered Washington and Michigan to be strongholds. We're going to go now to both states, and we will start with NPR's Wendy Kaufman, who is in Seattle, Washington. Wendy, how big was John Kerry's win tonight there?
Steve, so far we have 79% of the precincts in, and it's 49% for Kerry, 31% for Howard Dean, which, as you say, is a huge win for Kerry and a big defeat for Dean.
And big turnout there as well.
Gigantic turnout, about 200,000 people, which is twice what the party had predicted. And in a number of caucus locations, people had to sit outside to caucus. There weren't enough sign-in sheets. It was just a huge turnout.
And can you give me an idea, was there a particular issue that drove that turnout that caused people to come out in such numbers?
One thing that happened here is this is the first time that Washington State has had a caucus early in the political season, and so people had a sense that they could actually make a difference. Another thing is that Howard Dean has been campaigning here for well over a year and really mobilized his voters and subsequently other voters to turn out for the caucus. The vast majority of people who turned out today were first-timers, and all the ones I spoke to said it was a really great day for them to be able to participate and feel that their voices would be heard.
And interesting to hear you say that Dean would help to turn out so many, but not all of them necessarily voted for Dean. Thanks, Wendy Kaufman.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Wendy Kaufman in Seattle. Supporters of John Kerry are also celebrating tonight in Southfield, Michigan, where NPR's David Shaper is standing by. And David, what do we know about the outcome there?
Well, the several of the television networks are calling it for Senator Kerry at this point. However, the numbers are still coming in. There are a couple of problems in Detroit and some other jurisdictions throughout the state of Michigan today, and so they kept caucus locations open a little bit longer than they had anticipated. They were supposed to close at 4. In the city of Detroit, they remained open until 6 p.m. So it's going to take a little longer to count all the votes, but it still seems like John Kerry has a sizable and decisive victory in the state of Michigan.
The numbers that are in suggest Kerry is leading, although they can't guarantee that he has won.
Yeah, and that really follows a lot of the tracking polls and the public opinion polls that have been on in the last several days and weeks leading up to this caucus vote today. And similarly to Washington, a lot of people turned out here in Michigan. A lot of people, Michigan the last several go-rounds has been late in the process in March, where it's been too late to make much of a difference. The Democratic Party moved it up by a month so they could be a key player in the process. A lot of people still feel like they can be a key player in this nominating process, even though some of the candidates didn't think so and skipped Michigan altogether.
And what went right for John Kerry? Is it just that he's gotten so much attention after winning the other contests, most of the other contests so far?
It really is. It's kind of been a snowballing effect. Is it just kind of the steamroller going downhill in terms of after Iowa and then after New Hampshire picking up not just more support across the country in terms of winnability and public opinion polls, but those wins helped him garner more support in terms of elected officials. Jennifer Granholm, governor of Michigan, is kind of leading the charge for Kerry here in the state of Michigan. He's got both U.S. senators from the state of Michigan who endorsed him in the final days, most of the congressional delegation from the state of Michigan that are Democrats backing him, and a host of other local and state officials who are backing his campaign. That helped him pick up the union support that is always critical in Michigan for elections. Over a million union members in this state.
Okay, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, David, but thanks very much for the update. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I want to take a couple of seconds to give you one other note. Democratic officials are saying tonight that one of Howard Dean's big backers in organized labor, the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, is about to withdraw its endorsement of Howard Dean. Tonight, the Dean campaign indirectly confirmed that with a statement.